Welcome to The Word in 10, a devotional from Dwell Community Church. Ben Faust here with a short word from the book of Psalms. So we've been making our way through Psalm 23. This is the third out of our four devotionals in Psalm 23, and David has been describing his relationship with God, and he's using this illustration of a shepherd. So here's what we've read so far. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." So that's the first three verses. And now today, let's add verse 4. He says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." So he's continuing with this illustration, picturing the shepherd leading the sheep up through a valley. And one of the things that shepherds had to do in the ancient world was lead the sheep into cities and urban areas sometimes, and then other times out into the countryside or the wilderness. And in Israel, that meant going up the mountains or coming down out of the mountains. And there are these canyons, these valleys in this part of the world, and the shepherd would have to lead the sheep up through there. I think it's actually kind of a powerful image, because that would be kind of scary if you can imagine going up through a dark canyon alone with your flock of sheep. You don't know what's going to be around the next corner. David said that when he was a shepherd, he had to fight off lions and bears, and there could be thieves lying in wait to rob a shepherd who's out there by himself. So I think it's a pretty evocative image, and I actually think it's a pretty good description of what life can feel like sometimes. Sometimes life feels like you're out in a sunlit meadow or in a green pasture or a quiet water. And other times life feels like going up through an unknown, scary canyon where you don't know what's going to be around the next corner. Especially when there's a challenge or a difficulty or some hard question or problem to navigate. Or maybe if you're in a time of transition in your life, like when you first move out of your parents' house, or when you start a new job, or you first get married or have kids, or maybe when someone important passes away, or a relationship changes, or you're thinking about retirement. Like, at every interval of life, there is this feeling that you're not really sure what's coming next, and it's not always good. And so he says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," that's how he words it. He says death is the shadow over him. And that's the reminder that life, you know, life isn't always certain. And what's around the corner isn't always good. Sometimes it's bad. And what's around one corner for all of us eventually is death. Death is the curse that hangs over all of us. And so this life is dangerous and scary and uncertain. But he says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil." And again, this is like an insane thing to say. It's kind of preposterous. What do you mean you don't fear evil? Evil is scary, and life has evil, so life is scary. How can he say with a straight face, "I'm not afraid of anything"? It's just like in verse 1 where he said, "I shall not want." It's like, how can you say that? Well, the answer is because the Lord is my shepherd. And so how can you say, "I fear no evil"? The answer is because you are with me. When I was about 12 years old, I went on a cycling Boy Scout trip. We rode our bikes out in a trail out in Maryland into Washington, D.C. along a canal. And, you know, for safety, we use the buddy system. So every day you launch out, you have a buddy, and then you meet up for lunch and then again for dinner. Well, one of these days, I'm riding my bike and my chain came off. And so I had to stop to fix it. And because my, quote, buddies were jerks, they kept riding and left me alone. And so by the time I got my bike chain fixed, I had to finish that leg alone. And I didn't love that, but I thought it would be okay because I remembered them saying at the briefing that morning, "We're going to stop at the tunnel for lunch." So I'm like, all right, I just got to get to the tunnel and find everyone. Well, when I got to the tunnel, I didn't see anyone there. And I thought, you know, well, I wasn't really listening this morning. I don't know if I'm supposed to meet them before the tunnel or after the tunnel. So I guess I'll just ride through the tunnel and see if they're on the other side. And that's what I did. Here's the problem. The tunnel was the Paw Paw Tunnel, which is this old canal tunnel built in 1850. Okay, so picture a canal, like a river, water going through it, tall stone and brick archway, and then this little narrow raised platform along the side for the horse and people to walk on and pull the canal boat through. The tunnel is 3,000 feet long. I learned later it was the longest tunnel in the world when it was built, actually. And it's also completely dark inside. There are no lights. It's pitch black. But I was brave, and I thought, no big deal. I'm just going to ride my bike through there. Let's go really fast. So I go trucking into this tunnel, and almost immediately I found out that it was way too dark inside to do that. You have to walk your bike through. And as you're doing that, you've got a brick wall on one side and a 10-foot drop down into murky, creepy water on the other side. So it's pretty uncomfortable. It takes about 20 minutes to walk if you're walking fast, which I wasn't. And so about halfway through, it was completely dark. I could see a pinpoint of light at one end and a pinpoint at the other. And I felt myself starting to get scared. I didn't want to get scared because I didn't want to cry. And so what I did was I started to sing. And I was singing, "Here Comes the Sun." But as soon as I did that, the sound of my own voice like reverberated off this big empty tunnel, and that scared me even worse. And I stopped singing, and you know, here come the tears. So now I'm crying, and the sound of my crying reverberated in the tunnel, and that made it even worse. And by the time I came out of this tunnel, I was a sobbing mess. And guess what? No Boy Scouts anywhere in sight. And that's because had I been listening that morning, I would have heard them say, "We're going to stop at the tunnel for lunch, turn off at the picnic area, and whatever you do, don't go through the tunnel because it's not safe." So thankfully, an older couple saw me crying and they're like, "Did you go through the tunnel?" "Yeah." "You shouldn't have done that," they said. But they had lights and they walked me back through the tunnel with lights. And I eventually found the rest of the Boy Scout troop and we all had to go back through the tunnel again together as a group with lights. So all in all, I went through that tunnel three times that day. Here's the thing. I was only scared one of the three times, and it was the time that I had to do it alone. David says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me." You know, I don't know what kind of challenges you're facing today. I don't know what dark valley you have to walk through. I don't know what's around the corner, and I don't know whether or not it's good. And the bad news is that you do have to go up through that valley. We do have to face the things in our lives. That's the bad news. But the good news is that if the Lord is your shepherd, you don't have to do it alone. None of us have to face what we all face in this life alone. Why? "For you are with me," David says. In John 10, Jesus is talking about the good shepherd, who is himself, and he says, when he puts forth all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. So yeah, you do have to go up through that valley, but let me go first, he says. The good shepherd goes ahead of you. And by the way, notice that it's through the valley of the shadow of death. He doesn't say that he leads us to the valley of the shadow of death. That's not our destination. Jesus' path went through suffering and through death to glory. And we follow him on his path. So finally, in verse 4, David says, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." What does that mean? Okay, the rod just refers to the weapon that a shepherd would carry. They would carry clubs to fight off predators or thieves. And the staff is the kind of classic shepherd's crook, the hook-shaped stick. That's to prod the sheep along or to guide them or pull them out of danger. And so he's picturing himself as a sheep going up the valley, looking over and seeing the shepherd's rod and staff. And what does he conclude? He says, "I'm comforted because I see that the shepherd is armed. The shepherd is capable of handling the threats that come." I don't know what difficulties and dangers you're facing today. I don't know what valley you have to go up through. But I do hear a real encouragement and a promise here in this passage that whatever you're facing today, My suggestion is to take a page from David's book here and spend some time affirming with God that not only is he with you, but he's also capable of guiding you, and that he's taking you somewhere ultimately good, and he is able to protect you on the way. So let those truths be the thing that carry you through this chapter. For more resources like this, you can visit dwellcc.org, and we'll see you guys next time to finish out our series in Psalm 23.